Blog Talk Radio.
So,
there's yours right there. And we're back on the air.
And we are. It's supposed to be playing our introduction.
But it didn't.
It didn't, did it? It is. I don't hear it. I did hear it say, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
It did say that? Well, here we are back without the introduction.
Let's see if one of the two endings made its way here. Okay, that's good. All right, so let's try this again.
You're listening to Provocative Thoughts.
Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world, the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, LJ, what do you think about the weather in Central Florida this week?
It's really freaking hot, and guess what?
It's the rainy season. It's true. Hi, everybody. This is Tommy Bahamas speaking to you with his voice. And my lovely co-host, a personal assistant, and wife, LJ, say hello to the world.
Hello, world. And I think for the first time since we've been on the radio, I can see.
Yes.
I can see the screen. I can be helpful.
You can read the fine print, folks.
I can see it better than you can.
It's true. If I had my my Clark Kent glasses on, or the wide-rimmed glasses from from Heroes? Yes, I look very creepy with these glasses on, folks. My driving glasses are a bit more vogue, if you will. But that's okay. Listen, we did not come here to sit and chit and chatter about absolutely nothing. We did, however, call this little show a question mark. Are you guys ready for the fifth season of Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations? Or do you think we should just do a simple show? We were talking about maybe going back and doing shows on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and the special event on Saturdays. But we don't want to lock ourselves down too much because we are currently in translation.
In transition?
Thank you. I can speak with my voice.
Well, I can translate it, though, for you, like you
said.
And
thus the reason why she's my better half and on the air with me, folks. Yes, actually transitioning. Too much to go on and on about this short little blurb to you guys, but we wanted to tell you that we're bringing the show back. And quicker than we expected, we may be back to a three-day format. Lots has happened since we were back with you guys, and we hope all of you are well out in radio listener land, yeah?
Yes, I hope they're well too.
Well, we do thank you, and we do have some stuff to talk to you about. More importantly than anything, when we do come back, we're going to have our standard listening contests, if you will. We still have a number of different children's stories that need illustrations done for them. And we also have our every season listener contest to see who will create the best new ending for our show. Excuse me. That being said, we do not intend to drag this on today because we recognize it's Saturday. But we do appreciate all the listeners that we do have over the years who have been with us in all the different countries. And we did want to let you know that we did not fall off the face of the earth. We actually had some life occur. I'm not going to get into all of that right now. We do want to say thank you, though, to those who have stayed with us traditionally throughout this time period. That being said, my wife is actively working in social media as we speak to let everybody know that way that we are live. And as we do every season, we want to invite any new authors, any new old authors too. I didn't say that the authors are old, but
Previous episodes.
Well, we do. We have quite a big number of authors, including ourselves, who have been with us over the years, and I'd like to bring them back. You know, Aileen Stewart and John Mers, and possibly Joe Pernito and Don Coffeen, and I could go down a whole list of different people. We're trying to woo Abby Ann back with us for the opener again. She's done it for like the last three seasons, and she's burning up the charts in Nashville as we speak.
Abby, actually, can you hear me?
She's on tour, actually, right now, but she is a dear friend to the show, and we've been blessed to have her with us all this time. That being said, our email address to get to us directly, since we're just coming back to the air, is?
It is positivevibes1014@gmail.com.
Say it one more time, lady.
Positivevibes1014@gmail.com.
All one word.
All one word.
And that will connect you directly to us. If you wanted to, you could go back to us a different way and just call into the show. Right today, we don't have actually, I guess we do. We have a call in right now, 619-924-0809.
Let's see who it is.
Hello?
Yes, how are you today? This is Positive, Provocative Thoughts of Positive Vibrations. Who's calling?
My name? You want my name on the air?
Yes.
My name is Gertrude Sigamont.
Well, Gertrude, thank you for calling in on today's show. We hope to be back with you guys on the air all the time real soon. And thank you for your call in today.
Ciao.
Here, well, I am hacking again like the old days.
Well, as you can see, folks, we're just testing everything that we're doing at this point, and we hope you enjoy our show. We'll be back with some of the latest, greatest authors, musicians, politicians. No politics on this show. But we do intend to give you the latest, greatest, and best, including health information, as you could hear my wife hack.
Well, I'm laughing and hacking because you said politicians, and we know that is not going to
That's
happen.
That's true. This show is everything except politics. We try not to discuss those type of issues because there's plenty of other places that do. But we do want to say thank you, and we hope you join us underneath this on Facebook, if you would. Let us know your thoughts. If you want us to come back, we probably would do an hour. And depending, sometimes longer if we have a musician or act on the show. That being said, we'll sign off for now. Say the email address one more time, wife.
It is positivevibes1014.
All one word.
All one word at gmail.com. Google it.
That's right. Google it. Have a great day and a good weekend, folks. And God bless you wherever you are. Here is the extended ending for our show. And this is from one of the original people who produced an ending for our show, Mr. Ned Cray. For reasons I can't explain, the second one from Mr. Sean Schmarsik, who wrote our other ending, is missing from our audio tracks. But this is Ned Cray, and we wish you God bless to you and your family. And take it easy.
Vibrations reaching out from LA, being heard in all nations, spreading the word, the life is worth living, encouraging all in the sharing and giving. Tommy Bahama's got the islands in his blood, and the lowest Dr. Tubi is his father and bud. Together alone with friends from all places, they reach out, putting smiles on our faces. Vibrations bringing into our lives new ideas and creations. We're glad you came. Thanks for joining the show.
let your friends know.
Is what I is we can't hear it, but it's already connected to Blog Talk.
It's not. If it was, it is. We are. We're connected directly.
And if the thing is on, we're broadcasting because we still have
it. Yes, it still says on the air. So
okay, so now we're broadcasting.
Now we're really broadcasting. Problem is, I can't hear anything, so I have no audio hookup on my end to be able to listen to this. And unfortunately, my wife gave me the one pair of headphones that has the break in it, so I can't hear anything if I needed to.
That was the only pair I could find, but here, you can have mine.
No, it's okay. We were just testing the mics again, folks. Thank you for your time today. God bless you, and have a great weekend.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.